hell is not a popular concept these days. Fair enough. The problem is, though, that hell isn't a concept at all. It's a place, a fearful place, an abhorrent place in which many, most, will spend eternity separated from God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I know, it's a bit much, right? But then again, not really. There's been a meme doing the rounds on social media lately that runs like this. We need preachers who'll preach that hell is still hot, that heaven is still real, that sin is still wrong, that the Bible is God's word, and that Jesus is the only way of salvation. I don't know where you're at in life. Perhaps you've never given your eternity a second thought. Perhaps you have believed in Jesus, but then gone along just the same as though nothing ever happened. Or maybe you believe with all your heart, but some days you're tempted to head the other way. So if you ever find yourself at that point of considering your eternity, Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask where the old road is. Ask where the good road is and walk on that road. If you do, you will find rest for yourselves. But you people have said, we will not walk on the good road. So listen, I am going to bring disaster to the people of Judah because of all the evil they planned and because they ignored my messages. They refused to obey my law. As he did with Israel, eventually God will lose patience. So as you stand at your crossroads to consider your way forward, know this, hell is still hot. Heaven is still real. Sin is still wrong. The Bible is God's word, and Jesus is the only way of salvation. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I'd love to tell you more about this God who loves you so much that he sent Jesus to save you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.